today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about the culture of Arba'in, the 40th day of Imam al-Husayn's martyrdom. Today, Tuesday, is the 16th of Safar, 1444, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of September, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran, we open it, we'll listen to chapter Al-Ma'idah for this time, verse 56. Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ومن يتولى الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا فإن حزب الله هم الغالبون.
And whoever is an ally of Allah and His Messenger and those who have believed, indeed the party of Allah, they will be the predominant.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse is a complement for the content of the previous verse. It emphasizes and pursues its meaning. It informs the Muslims that those who accept the guardianship of Allah and the Messenger and the believing persons whom were referred to in the previous verse will become victorious because they will be involved in the party of Allah. And the party of Allah are indeed the victors. In this verse, there is another frame of reference upon guardianship. The application of the phrase Hezbollah, that means the party of Allah, and its triumph relates to the Islamic government, not to a simple or ordinary friendship.
Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. I'll give my life and soul just to get to Karbala.
This is Arba'in. Let's go to the Arba'in. This is Arba'in. Let's go to the Arba'in of Imam Hussein. Let's perform the Arba'in.
On this week and in today's special, we have discussed about Arba'in Walk. Today we continue this interesting topic. Arba'in Walk is full of compassion and sacrifice. The Arba'in Walk is uniquely organized, full of compassion and sacrifice. The local come out from their houses with food in their hands for the visitors. Dirk Say told, After witnessing such love, compassion, and sublime displays of hospitality and selflessness by the local one, would surely be left in bewilderment. This care for each other, which is a symbol of Arba'een, should be seen as something we need to learn not only during the Arba'een, but beyond the Arba'een, not only in Iraq between Najaf and Karbala, but in our lives in all times and climes.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with certain social, political, and cultural aspects of holding the Arba'een March and Arba'een Walk in Iraq. So we find that that's, in a kind of reaction to those American plots and the type of propagation that they make against the Shia denomination in Iraq, we find that the Shia groups, and particularly the Shia groups who are devoted to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, we find that people prove to be really very appreciative of the unique role of belief in the Arba'een, because those people who value Arba'een and those people who try to be present over there in the great Arba'een walk to Karbala, they behave in a very peaceful way. In Iraq, there are many political parties, and sometimes many of these political parties are against each other. Yet when it comes to remembering Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and commemorating the events of Ashura and the anniversary of Arba'een, we find that all of them disregard the political differences, and they come together. They get together, they are united, and they cooperate with each other in order to hold the Arba'een ceremonies as peacefully as possible. No doubt, those people who are against this kind of integration and this kind of social positive social influence, they are against, such a movement in Iraq, and they don't want this kind of peaceful integration continue in Iraq, because the more agitated the Iraqi community would be, the more benefits they would seek over there.
Now let's look at the Arba'een's purpose. Arba'een walk deepens spirituality. Islamic teachings place great value on collective rituals and worship as a way of achieving spirituality. Worshipping brings spirituality, but the worshipping that takes place collectively leads to spiritual synergy. In the Arba'een walk, each of the participants has his or her solitude with Allah and a special spiritual experience. But this collective movement and observing all kinds of devotional and spiritual behaviors from others, such as reciting prayers, mourning, benevolence, tolerating all kinds of difficulties such as the heat and thirst, and blisters on the feet, deepen spirituality.
أسجل أساميكم هلا بيكم يا زوجي.
And the continuation of today's special, we'll look at cultural messages of Arbaeen Waq. The presence of Sunni Muslims alongside the Shia Muslims in Arbaeen reinforces a unity-oriented approach and broadcasts the message of Shia and Sunni closeness worldwide. Besides keeping the remembrance of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, alive in a context called Arbaeen and highlighting the relationship and connection to him reinforces the capacity for social convergence and companionship in the Muslim world. In fact, the constant and widespread presence of the devotees to Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, in the Waq highlights and conveys the meaning that thought of Ahlul Bayt and their love in the Islamic world and beyond is alive and active and has the ability to move people.
The family of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, for the first time after 40 days, they arrived in the land of Karbala and they went to those holy graves to renew their commitment and to say their farewells before they would move on to Medina. That's another reason why I remember these days. Imagine the greatest massacre happened in history. And these women and children were not given the opportunity to cry properly over those graves. For 40 days, they experienced nothing but a brutal response, merciless response from those evil men. Whenever the children would cry and they would say, Ya Hussein, they would beat them. For the first time now, they landed in Karbala. They arrived the land of Karbala and they had the opportunity to weep over this tragedy. This is something that we remember, my dear brothers and sisters. Now, what about this objection that it's impossible for the family of Imam Hussein to go on this journey in 40 days? Some people today are sitting and calculating logistically, is it even possible? If you look at the distance from Karbala to Sham, it's more than 1,000 kilometers. So how is it possible that in 40 days they went and they came back? This should take months and months. How do we address this misconception here? When we examine the circumstances of that journey, my dear brothers and sisters, it was a very treacherous and difficult journey. It was not a vacation where they would allow the family of Imam Hussein to rest when they wanted. Do you know how many hours a day they would put them to difficulty and hardship on that travel, on those camels? Sometimes from 12 to 14 hours they would be crossing the deserts. And that was part of their mission, to humiliate the family of Imam Hussein, to put them through difficulty. So they would not let them stop so often to get some rest. It was a very, very difficult journey. Now, if the distance from Karbala to Sham, going through Kufa, is a little bit more than 1,000 kilometers, how many kilometers a day do you think they could have trespassed, they could have taken the distance of during that time? If you now examine the average distance that a camel can travel during that time, camels could easily travel at least 80, 90, 100 kilometers. If they're going at a very slow pace, they can easily go 6 to 7 kilometers an hour. Now imagine if they were moving 12 hours a day, 13 hours a day, sometimes even 14 hours a day, they could easily cut across the desert for 90 kilometers a day, 100 kilometers a day. So when we have historians like Al-Khawarizmi, who states on the 20th, on the 1st of Safar, like 20 days ago, the caravan of Imam Hussein arrived Sham, that means it took them 20 days to take this journey. Is this something impossible?
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. And we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time. Please keep us in your prayers and fi amanillah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.